Blog Talk Radio.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little love. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone.
Brothers and sisters,
from white folks to Haitians, Boricua, Jamaican.
Brothers and sisters,
our bond nation used it as a reference.
Brothers and sisters,
my dialect is flash.
Brothers and sisters,
give love a try. Forever we're still here.
Where you at?
Well, right now, I'm in the lovely living room. You know what I'm saying? I was in the Eclectic Corner. And then, you know, Dirty Basement is DJ Sincere, New York City. That's where it is. You know who it is right now. You already know who it is when you hear that sound and how it's going on. Yes, definitely. It's the R-A-A-W with the P-R-U. Oh, you get it? P-R-U? No, it's the P-U-R-P-L-E. Double dread, like going up in this place. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry for being absentee last week. I had some situations to take care of. But guess who's back? Guess who's black? And guess who's bizak? You know what I'm saying? Represent for the whole entire family in the Dirty Basement umbrella. Shout out to everybody who's working with us, getting it in, getting it on, and getting it over with. Mr. Raw is in the building. Purple Dread, how you doing today? How are you today? Purple Dread. How are you today?
Oh, I'm good, my brother. I'm good. In the house.
Oh, I heard you know.
Yeah, I just had a little.
Okay.
Right quick. I'm on the air. Let's do this, bro.
Well, you ain't supposed to be listening. You're supposed to be participating, baby. Participation on that. You know what I'm saying? Like we was on in Living Color. You know, shout out to Davey. My favorite. One of my favorite characters is Tommy Davidson and David Allen Greer when they be like, Funky Finger Productions, bam! You know what I'm saying? I love watching In Living Color to all you In Living Color fans out there. It made me remember how sketch comedy brought the whole family together to watch TV and have some good times. And there's some new sketch comedy that be going on nowadays, and we just got to tune in. And television has gotten my eyes open all over the place. Last week, I had the pleasure of going to a gospel concert with Disciple D. Lieutenant. Shout out to Disciple D. Lieutenant, my brother. He has came in and he jumped on the stage and knocked it down and did what he was supposed to do. And had a good time. It was in a beautiful, hot summer Florida day, you know. And then after that, we had to take it down and, you know, try to get our mind right and get everything going on. But Disciple got on stage and rocked a few songs, and he ended it off with this one right here. We about to jump in this real quick, but then we going to get back because the call-in lines are open, 563-999-3050. Press the number one button, and I'll bring you on so you can say something. If you want to come on, you can shout yourself out, tell us about what you got going on, request a song. If I got it, I'll play it. If not, I'll play the artist. If not, pick a letter out the alphabet, and I'll play any song pertaining to that letter. We're going to get something playing. Today, we're going to, it's like kind of late, you know, representing Memorial Day. You know, I wasn't on the air, but I'm going to be playing a lot of artists in memory, you know, that's been out there that I like, that passed on to the essence. And then we're going to have some good times. I got some poetry in here. I got the blend going on. I got the instrumental going on. You know, we're going to slide up into Jamaica Me Crazy. You know, say, and Purple Dread is going to let us know if she have any thoughts of the day. Purple thoughts of the day. You know, the topic of the day, I'm just going to come off the top of the head right now and make up something really quick-like. And family values, man. family values. At the end of the day, regardless to whatever happens or whatever transpires in life, family, family values, how do you feel about it? Like, you know, it's crazy because certain family members can be bona fide family members till y'all feel like y'all friends, and then y'all can be like at each other's neck, cut each other off, don't speak for years, or walking right past them in a crowded room and don't even acknowledge them. I mean, damn, what's going on, man? Family values. We got to remember that certain things, man, you know, we got to try to keep, hold it together, bring it together, keep it together. You know, just let me know how you feel about that. You know, give me a number, call in number 563-999-3050. Let me know how you feel about that. I just came off the top of the head freestyling. I might even start freestyling again, showing y'all where the bars is at, just in case y'all felt like, wait a minute, does Mr. Raw still hold the crown of the freestyle flow magician? You know what I'm saying? That was my title back in the early 90s. You know, freestyle flow magician, I freestyle off of whatever. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of people that can vouch for me. Purple Dread's one of them. You know what I'm saying? Sincere's another one of them. You know what I'm saying? Disciple's another one of them.
Sir.
You know,
yes,
I got
sir,
union
I
members. I got a lot of people that can vouch for the skills, boy. You know what I'm saying? I could run up on the wild and out and do my thing.
No,
so
don't give away the secrets now. Hold on, Mr. Paul.
Now, you know, but
keep it on the down low.
I'm just saying, nah, you know what? Down low is done with, man. We got to start letting them know how talented and how, you know, elated we are about the things that we can do. Because we got, all of us got a God-given gift. And we don't know it, or we don't realize it, or we don't express it, or we don't even acknowledge it until later in life. Or, you know, it's a lot of things that you got to put in perspective. But jumping back to what I was saying, you know, this was my boy, Disciple D. Lieutenant, that was doing it, rocking it on the stage, with editing the video footage so that we can air it and put it on IG and Facebook and stuff like that. But this was his finale song right here that had him jumping. This is Gospel Go Go, Disciple. We'll be right back.
Hold up. Put your hands up, baby, here we go. Repping G-O-D, we Gospel Go Go. Put your hands up, baby, here we go. Repping G-O-D, we Gospel Go Go. Put your hands up, baby, here we go. Repping G-O-D, we Gospel Go Go. Put your hands up.
Go, go. Put your hands up, and baby, here we go. We gripping to you.
Yeah. That was my boy, a disciple, the lieutenant, and he rocked the stage with that. That was his finale on the show just last Saturday. Had the pleasure. He came down here, you know, coincidentally, it's weird because we've been meaning to link up like crazy when we were only, 2 hours away from each other when I was staying in North Carolina for them 7 years. And he was in Virginia. He was only 2 to 3 hours away. And we just kept missing each other. Boats that kept on floating past each other. But we always kept in contact. We always showed the love, the brotherhood, and the whole nine yards. But it's funny, as now that I'm down here in this beautiful state of Miami, you know what I'm saying, the MIA. But I'm not MIA. A possibility came along. And, opportunity. And he was able to come down here and spread the love and able to get things going and, you know, had a little concert and we broke bread and we spent time together after not seeing each other for so many years. You know, brotherhood, and it's a good thing. And I had a great time and I'm looking forward to Ventures because I'm definitely going to be a part of this album that he's working on. I'm definitely trying to get my foot in a couple of doors out here hoping that no one slam it because I don't need the problems. You know what I'm trying to say? You know what I'm trying to say. Now, shout out to everybody who always tunes in.
Yeah.
Show love to the 3-4, you definitely to the 347. If you want to say something, press that number one button. It's kind of late for me. I'm kind of celebrating Memorial Day in a late way. You know, this is, you know, I didn't have a show on that particular day. So I was just some songs and some people that I, you know, memory and I love music of, and that's kind of what I'm rolling with today in between in and out of what I'm doing. But, you know, as off the top of the head, I grabbed the topic saying we want to talk about family values. You know, I feel like family values has depreciated and changed throughout these years, especially when it should have increased during the pandemic. I feel that during the pandemic, you know, truth be told, not everybody stayed home. Some stayed, some worked, but there was a majority of the world who stayed home. So what was the excuse for you not answering the phone when I called? What was that excuse? What is that about where I just had to realize that it's not me, it's whoever else. Because I look at it like this. All these phones have caller IDs. They show that you missed the call. You can even leave. It shows that you missed a call when your phone is off. I even seen that. Missed call. The phone was off. How did it know? So there's really no excuses with the technology of how the phones are now and emails and different ways of being in contact with people. You know, people contact you and, you know, absence make the heart go fonder and you don't remember somebody until you miss them or they're not here no more or whatever the situation may be. I'm just ranting right this moment. And I'm just saying, if you text me a few thousand times and reached out to me and keep on getting the answer machine and you keep on telling me I call you right back, and then I don't get the call back. A few times in the beginning, I will say you never know what the other person is dealing with, and you got to, you know, understand that you could have called them at a bad time, and that's understandable. That's just how life is. But then when I really think about it, I said I will not put no more pressure into that situation. I'm not going to rush into that situation again. I will hear from them when I hear from them. You know, sometimes some people are busy. They are, you know, detained. But then there's other people that shows that as soon as you reach out, hey, I noticed that you called me. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you did notice that. Or if me and you are on the phone and we're talking and all of a sudden we get cut off And if I wait 2 or 3 minutes and you are not the one trying to call me back, I'm trying to call you back. But then if it goes to voicemail or this and that, and I say, okay, maybe the phone's off or this and that. Well, you know, we were so much more close-knit back in the days. You would figure that we would be a little more closer during the pandemic. But everybody is in their own, zone. Everybody's in their own zone. That's the word I'm going to choose for the day. They're in their own zone. What you think about that, Purple Dread? I know you're still there, Purple Jet. Come on now.
I'm right here. You can hear me?
Yes. You can. How do I sound?
Oh, you sound clear. I can hear you.
Okay, I got the head on. I got the headphones on today, and I'm in the lounge and living room. You know what I'm saying? So, I want to make sure you can hear me.
You're in that room. Okay. But I'm down the hall.
I'm in the living room, baby.
I'm here. I'm big on family. I'm the chef of the family, put it that way. Purple Dread always trying to cook up something and not burn the rice.
Well, that's true. But I want to go to a step further than that because you're the chef of the family. You're the chef of the family, but then, I'm a chef of the family. You already know that. So at the same token,
we all got a chef in the house.
My thing is the time that you take out to be able to do something is the same time that you could take out to reach out. That's one thing, rest in peace, Silver Fox instilled in us, and she was kind of like the gorilla glue in the family because she would reach out periodically and call people.
Yes, she would.
And
she would.
Yeah. So it's like would. I ain't heard. I just spoke to my cousin. Shout out to Bray, and he was like, one thing about my auntie, he said, man, she used to leave me these messages, and then I would call her, and we would talk, and he said, I don't know if she knew, but that got me by a major period of time, not having to feel like, well, I don't got to look for family because family's always there, and I believe in that, I believe in family. Yes, we are family orientated. Me and Purple Dread, we are the ones that would cook a meal, and we didn't know how to cook a small pot. It took me a while to learn how to cook a small pot. You know what I'm saying? I would cook enough that when I'm finished cooking, there's enough for like 2 or 3 more people. And if not, then that's 2 or 3 more days of leftovers. You know what I'm saying? I had to learn how to. Wait a minute.
Don't forget, Mr. Ross, outside animals get strong too. Now, that's how much it be. Them leftovers, cats and dogs eat that up.
Well, no, you're blowing around there. I can hear some wind going on with you. But, no, the point I'm trying to make is we were used to making big meals for a large quantity of people that we wasn't used to just making a small pot of rice. Like how many cups of rice is a small pot? Tell me quick.
Two cups.
Oh, like cups. You had to think about that.
No.
Because two that's cups. Not what but that's not what you cook. Every time you
that's
was cooking,
what?
You was making. That's not what you would cook on a normal basis because you was used to making enough for. You was used to making
like
enough
a
people.
medium to large size, yeah. But like you asked for the smallest
right, so,
pot, I say 2 cups.
Yeah, but you're not getting what I'm saying.
What?
Are you getting what I'm saying?
What are you saying?
I'm saying we were used to family, large size, so that when it came down to when we had to downsize, we had to learn how to make less because of the fact that we were so used to making more for the amount of people that was in the house. So family was something that we were used to having around us at a time, Like when it got to the smallest of family,
I think that's you, Purple Dread. A lot of wind is going on. Or is that me? Okay, so, you know, when we came down to family, usually we was in a house that had like well over four people at any given time. You know, when it got down to where my kids got older and they started to go out more and I wouldn't have to make as much, I had to adjust myself. And I said, oh, man, I got to not make four cups of rice because that's only going to be leftovers and most likely that'll be for 2 days and that'll be for me or, like you said, give it to the animals or whatever. And you don't like to waste food. That's the way we've brought up. Don't waste no food now. You know what I'm saying? So what we used to is a family-orientated type of atmosphere. You know, when we was coming up in the household at any given time in Queens, when I was living in Queens, at any given time, we had over five people, six people in the house on a regular. That was a regular basis. So, you know, grandma was the cook and she would know she would make the food enough for everybody. And, you know, when it got down to where everybody flew the coop and everybody moved on and moved to their own, you know, situation within growth, we had to adjust and family values became lessened because it wasn't that many people around. Everybody was doing their own thing. Everybody was in their own lane. Everybody was in their own zone. So everybody was moving around and it would be like when it's only get togethers. Like I was watching a show on Hulu called Brothers and it was about an Irish family and no matter what's going on, they made sure they met at mom's house every Sunday. And so it didn't matter. She didn't care what was going on. One was a gangster. One was a politician. One was a housewife. One was a sister that was on drugs. And it didn't matter. She didn't care. But on Sunday, they all were sitting at that table. I think it was eight of them. So she was making a big pot of food for them. So, you know, that just goes to, you know, what I was saying about family values, how it has lessened and changed in the years where we're so distant from each other because of one thing being distant from each other. But like I said, my mom used to make that not an excuse. She would be on the phone and sit in her room one day out of the 2 weeks and reach out to about eight different family members on eight different places in the globe. We got family in Connecticut. We got some in Jamaica, Florida, New York City, you know what I'm saying, Long Island, Brooklyn, Queens. I got Arizona. I got peoples in Virginia, Maryland. You know, so she would make that choice and reach out. But not too many people are doing that no more. You know, everybody's on the go. But then when the pandemic hit, you know, I felt that was a time for people to get a little bit more closer. Like, hey, man, you know, holler at me and let me know what you're going on with, you know, because bottom line, you're home. Where are you? If your town is shut down like my town is shut down, you should be at home, you know, but everybody's not made for the phone and family values has changed, especially now the pandemic and nobody can go visit each other. But like I was saying over the last weekend when dealing with Disciple, I've seen like people like Florida, and it's like, what pandemic? We went to pick him up at the airport, and I say we had to wait for him. It was flooded. The airport was completely flooded on a Thursday. I was like, wow, this is crazy. It was like 10,000 people in the airport. We went to the beach thinking that everybody was going to be walking around, not even the police. They didn't have no mask on either. There was people out there on the beach doing bicycling, doing everything. It felt like it was getting back. It was seldom people with masks than without. More people was without masks just living. And then this few, like I'd say the short space of time we was at the beach, I would say 3,000 people in one area, and you probably only seen like 300 people with masks. So it's like, you know, it's starting to evolve. And then by the time you blink and you think it is, something's coming out of nowhere, hearing different situations coming in, and you don't know how to really gravitate it. But I started
to realize I think people are just getting tired and frustrated with staying at home, getting bigger, fat, everybody gaining weight. You know, let's get back out there. Let's do things. Let's deal with each other. We got to live. It is what it is. YOLO. All the little tactics and things that everybody's saying, that's how they're living it now. So it's like it really is a choice that, you know, people are making to come out, whether you got vaccinated or not. That's what it is. That's just what it is. But calling lines are open. If you have anything that you feel about what I was saying, like I said, family values and everything has changed to me, in my opinion, during the pandemic, things are still moving and grooving. Tell me what it's like in your neck of the woods, in your town. Is it like the same thing now? It's like I went in the store and I forgot my mask, and I looked at the door and I didn't see the sign that used to say you had to have a mask to come in. And it was a Dollar Tree. And I was like, wow. So it's like, man, things is lifting. Things is lifting. All right, we're going to get to some music. We'll be right back. The calling lines are open, 563-999-3050. Press that number one button. I get you right on the line. You can holler. Let me know what you think about it. This is a little Left Eye right here. I'm playing a couple of people for Memorial Day that I remember and music that I love. Some people didn't even know she had her own music, but this is one that I found. Check it out.
This jam is dedicated to Mawai Smith. That's right, you guys. It's just for me. I believe in me. But I don't know nobody else who felt what I felt, did what I did, or been where I've been, but have to defend myself again and again. Let it end where it begins. Who cares what the cause? Too many bosses cause divorces, and I don't take losses. Well, I play with the team, but I'm Diana Ross and not a Supreme. You think you got me, y'all figure it out. Oh, so I'm so shallow, the only thing I'm trying to get is a bigger house? No, part of my need is a company where I can hire my own people to live out their dreams. So tell me, what's happening to all of y'all people with low self-esteem? What? You want me to cry on your shoulder? You can turn around and laugh and talk about it when it's over. When it got too convenient, I just gave it up. I don't need the stress, I don't need the pain. I do need the check, but don't need the game. Oh my, how can him and I be the same? When the house burned down, only I need the blame. When the money got funny, I still need support. With most of y'all scrubs, wouldn't it be the sport? When the group had issues, I laid in thought. You corrected the bad news, I heard it in a few. How many of you really know me? Not many, it's not contrary. I don't know you either. I'm responsible for more than you'll ever know or see. So many things you don't know happen because of me. From black to the design to the state, that was me. So how can any of y'all be mad at me? Want the truth when it's concerning you. You want to hear that no one's doing better than you. You love to hear the pain. You love to hear the struggle. You love to know that paradise has got trouble. The only trouble we ever have is you being involved. You getting involved where you don't belong. When my face started to waver, it was like I was done. I felt like Brian McKnight. I was back at once. The only one that was. The only one that ever. The only one I need. The one and only me. Because if I had told you we was on different planes, you would think that I meant our flights ain't the same. My only crime was I was so blind. Didn't know I had everything I wanted all the time.
I believe in me, 'cause I take care of me. Took so long to see. All I really need is me. whips and sneakers is kicks. Money is chips, movies is flips. Also cribs is homes, jacks is payphones. Cocaine is nose candy, cigarettes is bones. A radio is a box, a razor blade is a ox. Fat diamonds is rocks and Jakes is cops. And if you got robbed, you got stuffed, you got shot, you got bucked. And if you got double crossed, you got fucked. Your bank roll is your poke, a choke hold is a yoke, a kite is a note, a con is a okie doke. And if you got punched, that means you got snuffed. The clean is to buff, a bull scare is a strong stuff. I know you like the way I'm freaking it. I talk with slang and I'ma never stop speaking it.
Speak with criminal slang,
that's just the way that I talk, yo.
Vocabulary spills, I'm ill. Speak with criminal slang,
that's just the way that I talk, yo. Burglary is a joke, a wolf's a crook. Maldeep already explained the meaning of shook. If you caught a felony, you caught a F. If you got killed, you got left. If you got the dragon, you got bad breath. If you 730, that mean you crazy. Hit me on the hit means page me. Ain't you just a sherm? If you got AIDS, you got the germ. If a chick gave you a disease, then you got burned. Max mean to relax. Guns and pistols is gas. Condoms is hats. Critters is cracks. The food you eat is your grub. A victim's a mark. A sweatbox is a small club. Your tick is your heart. Your apartment is your pad. Your old man is your dad. The studio is the lab and heated is mad. I know you like the way I'm freaking it. I talk with slang and I'ma never stop speaking it.
Speak with criminal slang,
that's just the way that I talk, yo.
Vocabulary spills, I'm ill. Speak with criminal slang,
that's just the way that I talk, yo.
Vocabulary spills, I'm ill.
The iron horse is the training. Champagne is bubbly. A deuce is a honey, that's ugly. If your girl is fine, she's a dime. A suit is a vine, jewelry is shine. If you in love, that means you blind. Genuine is real. A face card is $100 bill. A very hard loan. There is a grill. If you sneaking to go see a girl, that mean you creeping. Smiling is cheesing, bleeding is leaking, begging is bumming. If you nothing, you coming, taking orders is sunning. An ounce of coke is the onion. A hotel's a telly, a cell phone's a celly. Jealous is jelly, your food box is your belly. To gorilla mean to use physical force. You took an L, you took a loss. To show off mean floss. I know you like the way I'm freaking it. I talk with slang and I'ma never stop speaking it.
Criminal slang,
that's just the way that I talk, yo.
Vocabulary spills, I'm ill. Speak with criminal slang,
that's just the way that I talk, yo.
Vocabulary spills, I'm ill.
Yeah, yeah. One love to my...
Yeah, 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 yeah. We're back, we're back, we're back. That was Big L right there, you know, saying shout out to all the fallen artists out there. This is Memorial Day. A couple of people that I pulled out, you know, Left Eye, Big L, Big Pun, a couple of people that I just liked the music, and I was like, man, I ain't heard nothing from them in a while because I didn't listen to certain playlists that I love. But you can imagine what they would have accomplished if they were still on the earth as far as music-wise. You know, it's no way to actually know. But, you know, thoughts. I think I see that got somebody wants to chime in on the conversation right there live on the BSE show. I think you could be heard. Who's calling? We already know who's in the building.
What's the word, Mr. Raw?
You is always the word. So that's just the vibe, the nouns, and everything going down. You know what I'm saying? The sound is sounding good in the neighborhood. We here just chopping it up, chilling for the moment. I grabbed a couple of people out there I ain't heard from in a while, and we was talking about some family values, man. Things have changed, and how everybody is kind of
right
in a different headspace, I said to Purple Dread, in a different zone. Everybody's in a different zone. You know, it's not family orientated as much, unless it's in your inner circle that's right in front of your face. You know, that's when everybody's doing their own thing. Everybody's having their own functions. And sometimes they include you or don't include you or not, because they figure, well, you ain't going to come anyway. But, you know, my mom, rest in peace, Silver Fox, she used to tell us, you know what, defend yourself and let
there
it be
go.
Said that,
there you
that
go.
At least you
invited took the words out of my mouth.
Instead of saying, at least you didn't. So, you know,
that's right on point.
From Silver Fox. Yeah, that's what, you know,
right
I follow
point.
Those things. I stick it out there. Let them say, yo, you know what, I ain't going to be able
to make it. Because that's exactly what I was going to say, Mr. Roy. That shit is bad manners. You're supposed to invite everybody and let them make the excuse. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, I'll let that be. But I definitely agree with what you were I definitely agree with what you were saying, you know what I'm saying, about, you know, like the change in like the whole family structure and like the closeness. You know, that was something, you know, that was something that started falling apart, you know, way before COVID. You know what I'm saying? COVID just made it, you know, COVID just like exacerbated it and just really made it, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, for the people who didn't want to be bothered anyway, this gave them a perfect excuse. Like, I really don't like them niggas anyway.
Like, thank God wait a minute, who?
You know what I'm saying?
Thank God for COVID. All right.
You know, now they got a medical reason, you know, not to show up to the function and not to communicate and to be, you know, distant and shit like that. I mean, but it was, you know, that's something that was happening anyway. But COVID just made it worse.
Yeah, they were saying that damn Rona, you know what I'm saying? Like that, you know, at first, it's funny because it was being said to me, and I wasn't paying attention that they was, like, giving it its own personality, speaking, like, in a third party. Like, you know that Zed, right? You know, what Zed? COVID. Oh, get the hell out of here. Damn Rona, man. You know, I was like, what you mean, Rona? Well, you know, I can't come because of Rona. Well, who's Rona? Oh, come on. Coronavirus. Oh my gosh.
You know, I mean, if people want to come out, they going to come out. You know, like I said, that's just a convenient excuse. What's up, Purple Dread? Where you at?
In the background, cooking up all types of things. You know, I stay cooking.
Okay. That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? You need to teach these young girls, and, you know, some of them not so young, and some of them not so young girls, you know what I'm saying?
Anytime. Purple Dread Kitchen is always open.
All right, that's what's up. All right, I'm coming down there and get me a plate.
Yeah.
Come down there and get me a plate.
Yes, sir.
All right, now,
leave certain things to Purple Dread. I leave certain things to Purple Dread when it comes to cooking. I leave certain things to have like that. If you mention it, you'd be like, okay, brown stew, Jamaican brown stew, I'm not even going to get in the kitchen. I'm not even going to walk in.
Okay.
I'm just going to be like, leave that alone. Yeah,
well, you know what I'm saying?
We came up.
The man has to know his limitations, Mr. Ross.
Listen. I'm not going to put myself in the kitchen when it comes to doing that. And we came up with a dish that I've created, and she helped me master it. And it's like, you know, we haven't disclosed it yet. And I really don't think I've seen anybody ever do it to that capacity. I haven't heard it. I haven't on no TikToks, no nothing. I haven't seen nobody with it. So when we do kind of patent-pended it, put it out there, we're going to see. But she made it, man. Put like this. It's one of the most favorite Jamaican dishes, but the way she made it will make you not really miss the authentic way.
Okay.
You know?
Right.
So it has to be made right. And she put a foot in there. I spit out a toenail every now and then. You know what I'm saying? And she just, you know, and you know, and then when it comes to my jerk chicken, we just leave that alone.
See now, that's what I'm talking about. See, I am a jerk chicken aficionado. So I definitely got to come down there and sample your wares, Mr. Roar. And see if you really got it. You know what I'm saying?
Have your bottle of water ready.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
Enough napkins. You're going to need enough napkins.
I could turn it up.
I'm
going to
be
bro.
Crying. I'm going to be crying and snotting. It's just so spicy.
Yeah.
I'm going to be all messed up.
But you know what? I learned how to tone it down for people who can't handle it. I tone it down for people who can't handle it, and I do it, and, you know, I have fun with it, and I enjoy it. You know, my youngest daughter's like, if dad's cooking the jerk chicken, you know, keep it moving. Let's just let that be. You know, I
now
have,
do you make it outside? Now do you make
on
it outside on the barbecue? Yeah,
I can do both, man. I can do both because you know, funny enough, real quick story. In Queens, right before I left to go to North Carolina, my barber had bought out the restaurant across the street from the barbershop. So it had a big grill in the window, and he opened the window. So I was over there doing the half jerk chicken. I was like, when did I become a chef? When I came over there and I gave him the mix, I showed him how to marinate it, and I put it on there and I flipped it the first time and showed him. And he was like, yo, he called me like, yo, you can't come over there and rock some of them half chickens for me. And I'm like, all right, you know, I'll come through. And next thing you know, I'm standing in front of the grill. I got a picture. I'm going to post it. I'm standing in front of the grill for like six hours. I was like,
oh,
wow.
Time,
yeah, man. It was a good experience. I could do it on the grill or I could do it in oven.
Because that's really supposed to be, you know, like a barbecue thing. That's really supposed to be like a barbecue thing.
Yeah,
to make that on the grill.
The objectivity is for you to keep jerking the meat over and over until it's cooked. So you're flipping it over, you're jerking it and putting on the sauce like barbecue, and it cooks into the man. You especially when you marinate it, and it cooks in, man. Yeah, man, I made some jerk chicken in my day, man. I did my thing. I got a couple of
that's what it is.
Things, but
I can vouch for that, Sestia. Trust. I can vouch for
that. Now, Purple Dread, you know what I'm saying? I would like to extend the invitation to you to come through on a Saturday.
Okay. Well, last Saturday, I was listening in. And I'm not going to bring that up, but next time I think I'll say a few words on the behalf of the ladies, because it got mighty heated that day. I was there. I remember.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right.
So
well,
this Saturday, I would love to join it.
Okay. Now, I don't know what I'm going to... All right, well, let me say this. I don't know what I'm going to talk about this Saturday, all right? Now, last Saturday, I didn't intend to talk about what I had intended to take it easy last Saturday because I didn't think Mr. Roy was going to be available since he had the event, so I wasn't going to do the go and no, right? I didn't have a guest planned, like really, you know what I mean? And so I was just going to chill up until about the last hour. Then I said, you know what? Because that was something that had been on my mind. You know how I be, Mr. Roy, should be on my mind.
Yeah.
That WNBA should have been on my mind for a while. All right? But I never spoke about it. I never tweeted about it. You know what I'm saying? Or posted about it. You know what I'm saying? But it's been on my mind. So I said, you know what? Okay, fuck it. All right, we're going to take the heat because I know once I start talking about it or I start posting about it, people are going to start feeling the way. All right? So, you know, the rest is history, as they say. So if you missed that show, whoo, you missed one, but you can still catch it. Make sure y'all go to the archives and check out the show. All right? Do WNBA players deserve higher salaries? That was the question. All right, y'all go check out that show and see how it went down.
I tell you, I'm speaking from. I still got to do my little research, and I'm going to be going to get some sound effects. I'm telling you because I need to have a referee sound effects and a ding 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 ding. I gotta have one of those, like you know, incorporated so that we the next time it gets heated, because I even got to get a flame sounding. I got a flame sounder inside the switchboard.
When you said that on the show, you know what I'm saying, while we was in the midst of all of that, I thought that shit was hilarious.
I see somebody else. Hold on one second. Sincere. I see somebody else right there. I got a 347-533 on the line. Welcome to the BSE show, 347-533. Who's calling? I think I know who it is.
It's Maddie Matt.
That's where it's
What up, Maddie Matt?
That's right.
How you doing?
What up, girl? All
right.
What up, girl? Sister in the house.
DJ Sincere. Mr. Raw.
How you doing?
I just wanted to make a comment on Saturday's show. It was a heated show. I didn't.
Oh, you listened to it? You heard it?
Yeah. It was very interesting. But the only reason I didn't chime in because I'm not too familiar with the basketball. But
okay.
It was interesting listening to you and the other gentleman. I can't remember his name. You know, yeah. Express
Big
your feelings
H.
about the situation.
Man, it was serious.
It was quite, you know, but Sincere tried to be cordial.
Sincere tried to be very cordial. I saw it. He was like, you know, he stayed in the background.
Well, I'm glad, because me and KV had, you know, our moments, but, you know, there was, you know, see, when you're hosting a radio show, when you have guests, you have callers, you know what I'm saying, you kind of got to walk a line because, you know, sometimes they say some shit and you want to call them out, and you do, but you don't really take it as far as you would if you was in the barbershop or if I was hanging out with my man H in the lounge, you know what I'm saying, with the fellas in the lounge, you know what I'm saying, then you're going to let a nigga have it all the way. Because there was a couple of times that I was like, yo, KZ, you know what I'm saying to myself, yo, you wildin', son. I mean, but yo, check out the show. Definitely go back to the archives. I do WNBA players deserve higher salaries. It was real crazy.
Yeah, it was definitely it was a controversy situation, but I love those type of shows because it keeps the fire, you know, burning so fast that by the time we blinked, it was 2 hours gone, looking like we could have rolled into a third hour. So we was going like,
absolutely.
Wow, we need to start maybe even do some scheduling that, you know, you guys let us know what you think, man. We might have to run into a third hour on some of these days because it gets so juicy out there and the conversation gets well and the content is heavy and, you know, you let us know how you feel about it. But the call-in number is still the same, 563-999-3050. I'm kind of doing a late Memorial Day kind of thing, remembering all these wonderful artists. I played Left Eye. I finished playing Big L. We'll be right back. I got my boy right there. This is one of my idols right this month, my man Heavy D, man, because he made it cool to be big, and the women loved us.
What the deal? I want to know, was this love for real? Or could it be lust that I feel? You got it going on and on, like a wheel. Fly sex appeal, physique extra ill. Smell sweet, dress to kill. You got me open like a token, hot and smoking. Jacuzzi, bubble bath, laughing, joking. Candlelight, talking about how you and your ex-man fight. Tropical sight, beach and white. Listen, seafood dishes, wine cooler, champagne wishes. Waterbed head, fine dude with the riches. You're lovable, huggable. I love the cute mugging. As long as I'm around and down, nothing could ever trouble you.
How would you buy it?
Say what? Halle design, keep my dad laced up with fly gear and makeup, but you should see her when she wake up, never could we break up, shot till you drop, cause the cream don't stop, buy a bunch of outfits to sexy and hot, so she could look good for FD, overweight loving MC, rub your gently, you know it's C, big CEO, sex OT, Mac game, similar next to Goldie, flex your
mind, feel man,
creeping through your room late at night, it's hell, her water better said, so get it right, you be like that, it's that big man, we all love to like. Game airtight, while you caught up in the hype.
That's right.
Hep Jiggy, Niggy be Jiggy. Baby, you ready for Big Daddy?
How would you buy?
Thank you.
sweetheart, we got a lot to discuss, kid. Your relationship is withering. Don't walk away from me, come here and listen. Call to speak straight up, so let it chat. Sorry, baby, but your man ain't all that. Before you verbally stomp me, just wait a sec and explain why you're always looking fresh. By now, any other lady would have just had it. Looking depressed and battered, shattered. Dreams of you two being the perfect item. The feelings you have, try to fight them. Cause your man's a conniver, so stay alert. Mark my words, you're gonna get hurt. Does a man abuse you physically or mentally? Change when I was slavery, you need to be free.
So, you need to swing my way, my way.
Futuristic George Jetson.
Yeah,
George.
Just like Uniblab. Robotic kicking flab. Or flavor bit of batter. Chitter chatter. Matter than the mad hat. I bet you buy shit. Come by fatter. I got the data. Turn your body into antimatter. And just like a piece of sizzling, you'll fit inside my stomach with the eggs and grits between. The king is what I mean. I mean, my man, get a cup and put some change inside your hand. Now hold up. Let's make this official. Everybody, let's agree that MCs need a tissue. The folks my only issue. I bet your mama miss you, and I bet the Mac they go off like an MX missile. No more you whining on the charts climbing as I make the phone kicking out more harder than a diamond. And if you didn't know who's rhyming, I guess I'm gonna say Craig Mac with perfect timing. You won't be around next year. My rap's too severe, kicking mad flavor in your head. Here comes a brand new flavor in your head. Time for new flavor in your ear.
S-E
show.
You. Yeah. Dan, I did a little medley for you real quick. I gave it up to the big brothers in the game, you know what I'm saying? My boy Heavy D, then Prince Marky D, then Notorious B.I.G. I was looking for Big Pun. I ain't get it fast enough, so I slid right over into, you know what I'm saying, Craig Mack, because he was mentioning it. These are all the fallen soldiers of hip-hop and R&B and people that I know that if they were still going on strong, man, we would have been hearing some good music from them. But, you know, we definitely... There's so many more people. If I was to really go down the line and collect music from everybody, man, we could do a show that would take way more than 2 hours. Way more than 2 hours. Purple Dread, you remember all those hits right there?
Yeah, I remember all them. That's what's up. Shout out to the hip hop world, growing and improving every day.
Yeah, we need some more. We got a few big dudes. I can't name five big dudes that really hit the charts like the way these big dudes hit the charts. We got Rick Ross. We had Fat Joe, maybe. Can't remember a couple. You know, the big dudes were doing their thing. I forgot to play the Fat Boys. Prince Monkey D is part of one of the Fat Boys. But the big dudes was holding their own. And then maybe I'll look down the line and play all the skinny dudes, because there's a whole lot of them in the game too, man. We do it all. we gonna go from what weight to what weight. But anybody out there who wanna give me any ideas, man, hit me up on social media. Say, you know, Mr. Raw, it would be nice if you do a show pertaining to blah blah blah, or give me subject matter. You can either email me at raaw4@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? And let me know, hit me up, and hit me up on social media, MISTARAAW. Mr. Raw, I sent you an email. If you got some people like serious about their music and they want to get it judged out there, we got the Go or No going strong on Saturdays. And you can always send your music to DRTYBSMNTMP3@AOL. The MP3 is included in the email because that's what we prefer you send us. MP3 only, please. No links to any Spotify, Reverb Nations, we can't draw the music from those other links and apps and so forth. So you send it to us, MP3, then put the buzz out that you're going to get your music played, and hit us up on social media. Hey, Mr. Raw, hey, DJ Sincere, check your email. I sent you some music. Can you submit that to the Go or No for me? But with no problem, we do that. We ask that you do label it clear so we can understand, and we don't want to mess your name up when we're saying it. And send us any genre, no censorship, and, support your music. That's the one thing. You know that there's something in Congress that can veto a judgment? This is that one thing. If you call in, support the DJ and support your own music, even if the panel says, nah, I don't like that, we might have to give that a shot, though, because you know what? Your support means a lot. So you support the DJ and you support your music, call in and say that it's going to get played, and have everybody. I've heard down to somebody, grandmama, hey, how you doing, Mr. Raw? Who this? Oh, this is what you call it, grandmama? I just want my I won't play my, you going to play my baby song? You going to play it for me? I don't care what it is. I'm going to play it, mama. You know what I'm saying? People call in and support. We had that. I'm lying sincere. We've had that. We've had people, grandparents call in.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had music globally. So
ladies
don't,
from the beauty parlor.
This. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. We had a whole beauty parlor caller. That's right. That's right. It was like, yeah, we're in the background. Yeah, we're listening. I was like, what? And then we had people calling from all areas. We got people calling from Africa, from England, from Australia, you know, Switzerland. You got calling
Japan.
In, submitting the music, you know, all the Spanish-speaking music. Amsterdam, we got people that, you know, even if you didn't speak English, if you can submit your music, we can tell you if it's a good song or not.
It doesn't, we don't have to hear your words. We can tell if you're really trying to be an artist and you submit some good music. We can see from the way you ride a beat and if the beat is good. We don't have to understand 100%. But we would rather you said English, though. And here's the last thing I'm going to say before we jump back in the conversation. Please submit original music only. Original music only. But soon coming, I'm going to be saying, you know what? Anybody who wants to submit those freestyles over people's well-known beats, then you can send it to the BSE show, and we'll give it a listen, and we'll check it out, because a lot of these MCs out there, they do that because they get the urge to rhyme over the well-known beat that they feel the energy behind, and they submit those. But we don't want those during the golden no. But I'm going to create an avenue for that. Send your music over. Michael Jackson, I don't give a damn who it is. As long as you send some good music, or send whatever you want, and we're going to see what happens with that. We're going to make it what it is. Right, Purple Dread?
You heard what he said. They heard what you said.
Well, listen, man, you know what? Because you know what? Why I said that but is because a lot of times me and Sincere sitting there for quite some years, and people were sending certain things over freestyles, and they were calling it freestyles. And, you know, it would kind of throw the base off of what was going on, because we were dealing with original tracks a lot of the times. So when you would throw a freestyle in there and call it an original track, and somebody would be like, nah, nah, I recognize that beat. That belongs to XYZ. So we was like, no, if you would, please bring original beats. But like I said, we're going to do that. We're going to do that because I like to hear what people has to offer. Yeah, we're going to do that. And then we're going to start talking about some more battle rap, y'all. Y'all battle rap fans out there, listen up, man. I'm going to start getting Purple Dread into the battle rap, too.
You need to, man.
It's like a sport. It's like a sport.
You need
man.
To, man.
Battle
Come on,
rap
man.
Is a sport.
They not ready, man.
I don't know if you've been keeping up, Mr. Raw. I don't know if you've been keeping up or not, but see, and I started to hit you up, and I gotta keep you motivated, huh? Well,
yes, sir.
You
gotta
watch.
I'm sorry about that.
All right, well, you gotta watch. Who was it? Loso versus Chess. All right, you gotta watch that.
Good. I like Loso.
Yeah, so do I. Yeah, so do I. This was a good battle. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna say who I think won until after you see the battle, but you know what I'm saying? We can talk about it. So, yeah, watch that one. All right, then they got
and then,
I think it might be as early as this Saturday. I gotta check and see. They might be having Gnome 11 this Saturday. And
on caffeine.
I wasn't too hyped when I heard some of the card. You know, I was like, yeah, it don't seem like, you know, like a classic Gnome event. You know what I'm saying? Because Gnome, which stands for Night of Main Events, is supposed to be a card full of what would be headliners, you know what I'm saying, for any other event. So it's supposed to be a card full of the artists that you really want to see battle each other, you know what I'm saying? And artists that, you know what I'm saying, like I said, if it was like another battle, each one of those artists battling each other, that would be the final battle of the night. That would be the headline battle. You know what I'm saying? So it's supposed to be a whole night of main events. You know what I'm saying? And this card didn't strike me like that. But there are a few battles on there that I do want to see. There's a few battles I do want to see. I think T-Rex is actually supposed to be stepping back in the ring. You know what I'm saying? It's been a while for your boy T-Rex.
I hope he does. I hope he does, but I don't even want to say this in a way, but he got fat with the game. You know what I'm saying? He gained a lot of weight, and it took away from his breathing and his stamina because,
right,
let me tell you something,
right.
T-Rex had the ability to go in and he was his wordplay and his ability
to, I used
to
like T-Rex.
Drill.
You know what I'm saying? T-Rex
yeah,
was one of them
driller. He was a driller.
You know what I'm saying? T-Rex was one of them dudes for me for a while. You know what I'm saying? T-Rex was one of them dudes for me for a while.
Me too.
But, you know, I still watch some of the stuff because T-Rex is a funny motherfucker. He's a funny motherfucker, and, you know, they be interviewing his ass, you know, on 15 Minutes of Fame or, you know, different podcasts and shit like that. And he's just hilarious. You know, they be, you know, he just be talking and shit, and he be drunk, so that should make it extra funny. And, you know what I mean?
He gained about a 45 pounds. He gained about a strong 45 pounds.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, look like
real. He was a small dude.
Well, yeah, I mean, but, you know, whatever it is. But I think he's supposed to battle. Who he's supposed to battle? Oh, he's supposed to battle Easy the Block Captain. All right? Him and Easy got this beef going on. So he's supposed to battle Easy the Block Captain. Now, I don't know if you've seen him battle or not. But personally, now, I like what he did for Battle Rap, bringing in the energy that he did. You know what I'm saying? He the one who dropped that, top tier song, you know what I'm saying, that spawned a lot of, you know, remixes and shit like that and people jumping on the song and this, that, and the third. So, you know, he brought that energy in. But as far as the battles I've seen him in, I'm really not impressed. I think dude is, you know, I think he overrated. You know what I'm saying? I really think he overrated. Now, I don't know if T-Rex is the one to really expose him. You know what I mean? I mean, if T-Rex really show up.
The old T-Rex he is.
If he really shows up, it's definitely going to be interesting. But I guess we'll have to see. So that is one of the battles I'm looking forward to seeing, just because of the fact that it's T-Rex, you know, coming out after a while. And, you know, as for the rest of the battles, I really don't have, you know, that in front of me in terms of, you know, who's supposed to be performing. But there are a couple of them that I do want to see. So, you know, we'll definitely see what's up with that. A couple other things real quick. I keep hearing rumblings now. Okay. Now, your boy Cassidy, he's Cassidy's a troublemaker. And he out there doing this thing, you know what I'm saying? Apparently he's putting together his own, like, you know, situation with certain battle rappers and shit like that. And, you know, I don't really know how to describe it yet. I don't know if I should call it like a union or if he's, you know, just, you know, kind of starting his own league or whatever. But whatever the case is, he's like, you know, basically telling these niggas, you know, it's really the truth because, you know, the artists make the art. You know what I mean? You can't, you know, no matter, even if you, you know, the dude with the bag, you're the executive producer, the artist makes the art. You know what I mean? So that's where it's going to start at. And, you know, he's letting these cats know, like, you know, league or no league, they need the artist in order to perform and to bring that art. So definitely know your worth. You know what I mean? And remain a free agent.
Like, you know, it's crazy because if you don't check out Battle Rap, you guys, it has changed in years, and it's quite lucrative. When I first heard about a big purse, it was back when I heard that Jin, the battle rapper from 106 and Park, after he won 106 and Park, that he battled for a car. And I was like, what? And they was like, yeah, he battled for a brand new car. And I'm like, a brand new car in battle rap? I'm like, what is then? I'm starting to hear bigger figures and that big exclusive battle with Loaded Lux and Murder Mook that was funded by Shady. You know,
I
watched that like a couple times, and I heard that was like 50 grand and up. You know, so
yeah, that was
like,
the same one
like,
where
that
was the same one where your boy Joe Buttons battled.
Yeah, so I'm like, how much did he get put? What, $50,000? And I said, I've been rapping for 25 years. What? Wait a minute. Now it wants to get to this point? You know, like, I used to chew dudes up on the street. I used to chew dudes up on corners and in front of venues. I used to get busy. I'm like, if
yes,
me now, what? I'd like to get paid. But I tell you, it's different. Now, the day and age is different, but it gets quite entertaining. And let me tell you, it does not lighten up when it comes to the females. I've watched some grim female battles that were like, dag, y'all are as rigid and rugged as the men are.
Well, now that you said that, Mr. Roy, here's definitely another battle for you. All right, they recently had a tournament. All right, tournament. Now I think that's another battle. That's another battle that I am looking forward to at the night of main event. They recently, you know, was having a tournament, you know, URL, and the winner of the tournament is supposed to get $100,000, right? So one of the battles going into, like, the semifinals was KCJ, and I don't know if you're familiar with her, against Geechee Gotti.
Yeah.
So check that battle out.
That's definitely going to be interesting. Definitely going to be interesting because now, you know, this is okay. So just leaking off a little bit of the NBA conversation into the battle rap conversation. This is where it differentiates because of the fact that some of the women MCs are vigorous enough to run with the men. So in competition, you can pair them. That's, you know, that's where one of the situations was, you know, you can't pair the NBA with the WNBA unless it's 3-point shooting. I don't see anything else, you know.
Right.
They, you know, unless it's foul line shooting and 3-point shooting, maybe layups, but not on defense, not on rebounds, not on offense.
Yeah, not on
the power.
Yeah,
not on the height.
Not on pure athleticism.
Yeah, the agility, the strength. It can get, because when you're in the height of adrenaline, you grabbing that ball and swinging in order for you to grab that rebound, you could break a woman's jaw instantly.
See, but conversation that we were having, Mr. Roy, though, and I keep bringing it back to this, wasn't about, now, of course, I guess you can say the athleticism or the, like, the entertainment or value plays a part in it, no doubt. But the conversation was about the economic part. Now, what plays a role too, even in battle rap, you know what I'm saying? But you're right though, being that it doesn't involve any kind of, you know, physical activity, it's, you know, how you put your words together, then, you know what I'm saying, it more kind of levels things. You know what I'm saying? If you got a hot pen, then you got a hot pen, male or female. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
the other you know what I'm saying, like the other thing though is drawing power. You know what I'm saying? Who the people coming out to see? You know what I'm saying? How many people can you draw? You know what I'm saying? And that was another part of the conversation too that we was having on Saturday. Because it's like, you know, prior to COVID and all this shit, you know, you look at the WNBA game, a lot of the seats was empty most of the time. You know what I'm saying? No matter what promotion they was having, how many tickets they giving away, whatever they doing, you know, people really wasn't coming out like that. And it was always, it's been like that pre-COVID. You know what I mean? Your company is not, is making bread like that. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? People ain't coming out to see, you know, name your top WNBA player. You know what I'm saying? And I can't, you know, which is indicative of what I'm talking about. People ain't coming out to see that player like they're coming out to see LeBron. You know what I'm saying? Like they're coming out to see Steph Curry. You know what I'm saying? Those kind of players, people come out to see. You know what I'm saying? If you're a basketball fan and your local team is playing like the Lakers and LeBron's going to be in town, you're going to try to get a ticket to that game.
Yeah. And when Kobe was alive, he was drawing in tickets. Shaq bought tickets. Jordan bought tickets. You know,
exactly.
Certain people that they just drew it. Dr. J drew it. Michael Magic Johnson, Larry Bird.
Exactly.
The headline.
Exactly.
Top tier.
Exactly. Exactly. You get it. You get it. So, you know, the female MC has an opportunity to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, well, who's a draw on the same
like
level
Hustle.
That, like, yeah, well, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I would say that she's definitely probably, like, I would say she's probably maybe, like, the top female draw.
Yeah, she's like the Mook. She's like the Mook or the Loaded Lux of the game that's going to bring that numbers in.
Yeah, yeah. As far as like those numbers go, yeah, I would say that. You know what I'm saying? I don't think there's, you know, I'm trying to think now of who else I think would be, and I don't really see none of the other six.
What's the big girl name? She brought herself up in the rankings. What's big mama name?
Official.
Official, yes. She brought herself up in the rankings. So now she gave dudes hard times in the Kings versus Queens. So, you know, she would bring some numbers in if she was battling somebody like.
I don't know.
Like.
I don't know. I don't know. See, you being a draw, you're a draw. You know what I'm saying? You being a draw doesn't depend on any other person. They coming to see you. You know what I'm saying? It's like whoever Lux battle, they coming to see Lux.
Yeah, whoever Mook battle, they coming to see Mook, for real.
Yeah. I mean, he's the draw. He's the bigger draw. You know what I'm saying? Not to say, you know what I'm saying, T-Rock is a draw when he battled T-Rock, but niggas coming to see Mook.
Yeah. I would say he's still the biggest. I still think he's the biggest draw. Because regardlessly, he doesn't battle as much, and it's seldom. And they want to see can he still hold weight. So that's
right.
When they'll come to see him. They know what he did in the past, and then they want to see can he still like tread water in this vast. Now there's piranhas, not even sharks. There's piranhas in this field. In this water now, there's so many piranhas, it's ridiculous. And the piranhas can eat a shark, so they got to watch it. But let me go through something real quick. It's the top of the hour. We got 40 minutes left in the game before they kick me out the door. The call-in line is still the same, 563-999-3050. Press that number one button. We were talking about family values, how they depreciated, how it changed. Give me your point of view on that. Let me know how you feel, especially during COVID and beyond and before. You know, things are much different now. You know what I'm saying? But I got today's poem right now. This one's called Mindset. All right, hold on tight. We'll be right back after this.
We gotta shift the mindset and go from awareness to action. We gotta shift the mindset and let it be one powerful chain reaction. We're living in a world where kids are getting snatched and forced into dark corners of porn, raped and beat senseless, internally torn, behind closed doors, giving away their bodies once more, no idea there's something greater that they could be living for. We gotta shift the mindset. Because it only becomes a problem when it happens to another family member. So imagine if that was your son, your daughter, then it would be a different transaction. We gotta shift the mindset, come correct, and stop thinking that this has nothing to do with us. It's time to confront and expunge the pride, the greed, the envy, the gluttony and lust. We say that it all seems endless, so why bother? The real question is, how can we allow this to go on any longer? We gotta shift the mindset and stop thinking that we're outnumbered. Cause saving the life of one means one less soul that no longer has to suffer. We gotta shift the mindset, cause this isn't a battle that can easily be won. But let's be the swords and shields with our weapons raised up as we fight as one. As we fight for healing, fight for freedom, fight for the voiceless, fight for the future right here, right now in this moment. We gotta shift the mindset and bring war to the enemy's doorstep. Change the dialogue and subject. Does anybody object? We must be willing to face this great threat. Children are being reduced to mere objects. My God, it's imperative that we change the narrative. Flip the script, the ending now has unlikely heroes and heroines. We gotta shift the mindset. In the chaos, there can be comfort. Cause saving the life of one means one less soul that no longer has to suffer.
I actually muted myself. Sorry about that. But Purple Dread, you're supposed to chime in when you don't hear me, Purple Dread. Purple Dread, where are you?
My bad. I'm all in this pot right now, Mr. Roy. I got my, you know, recipes boiling and breaking and all that going on. All that in the background.
You heard that. You got to change the mindset. Did you hear it?
Yeah, that was nice. I like that. That was deep. Real deep.
Yeah, I try to get what I can when I look for the daily poem. I try to reach out to people and tell them that you too can also submit some music to me at raaw4life@gmail.com. And listen, man, just hit me up on social media and tell me, listen, check your email, Mr. Raw. I got some poetry I'm sitting there, something that you could play on the BSE show. I said, all right, let me check it out and play it and get it out there and call in. Let people know you're going to get it played. You know, call in and support it. And if you want to come call in and do it right off the top of your head, I invite you to. You know, we've had that in the past. We had people come right in and light it up right on top of the, right on the live on air. I love that. You know what I'm saying? Just don't make it too long, but give me something substantial. Man, I like hearing where people come from right off the top of the head. As soon as we get Purple Dread to come in there, talk about cooking. You know, it seems like that's what we're going to have to call Purple Chef Dread, or is it Chef Purple Dread? Well, what is it?
Chef Purple Dread. Chef Purple Dread.
Chef Purple Dread, that's what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That way we got to... You got to come with the menu, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody can cook, but don't mean they all chefs.
True that.
Everybody can cook.
But I might need some help from the viewers, though, listeners, though, because I need some new recipes I got to try. You know, I'm too traditional. I want to upgrade a little bit, try some new recipes. So y'all can holler at me and let me know what type it is, you know?
There you go. That's the best way to do it because, you know what, you'll learn by doing it that way, you know, and definitely get some new ideas, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You get some new ideas if you want to try. Cause...
I think if I know you would agree too, Mr. Raw, that coming up with dinner every day is such a task. It truly is.
Yes.
When you were talking earlier about how we cook a lot of food all the time, that's the thing we do. We make large servings, and then it's like if somebody doesn't like it, you feel a way because it's like everything's supposed to taste good. Who are you telling me you don't like my food? What?
It's not like back in the days, everybody. I'm going to bring everybody in on this one. It's not like back in the days where wherever the chef made is what you eat. You better eat that. If mama made that dinner, that's what you're going
to
eat.
You go to bed hungry if you don't eat it. What you mean?
Yeah, you go to bed.
Go to bed hungry.
Man, you go to bed hungry. It was together we stand and divided we fall. Well, you're going to fall if you was going to divide yourself from not eating mama's dinner. I'll tell you that. If it was... You remember those TV shows when they said they gonna make the dinner and the little kid goes, we eating that same thing again? It's like you better eat that food. You got a choice. You got anything different you could eat? Imagine that. Was you able to tell Mama you couldn't eat what she made for dinner? Yeah, I know for a fact. I had to eat what was on that plate and like
it. Yes. Yep, and yep, you better like it too.
Yes.
And as we older now, we appreciate all that. We appreciate all that. Like liver and onions, I swear, I used to hate it. I used to hate it. Now I can hook it up any kind of way.
Yeah, back in the days when I used to eat that.
I ain't messing with you with that purple bread. I ain't messing with you with that.
No, that's back in the days, though. I don't eat that no more. But
yeah,
back,
back in the days.
Grandmother makes some liver and onions.
For a brief period, now, I ain't going to lie. For like a brief period of time, I do remember when I was younger, for a brief period of time, I did eat liver.
Yo, with onions? Smothered onions and gravy? Man, you better ask nobody. That was getting eaten. And I didn't have no clue of not knowing what was going on when we was younger. And in a Caribbean household, we had a lot of things like chicken feet, cow feet, ox tail, goat, curry goat. You know what I'm saying? It's like chicken and turkey wings. Well, I still rock some turkey wings. You know, a good barbecue turkey wing is going down over here. But if things was being cooked and we just had to eat it and enjoy it. So, you know, these days, man, these young kids got varieties and chances, and I don't want that, I'm going to eat this. And I remember back in the days, if we were on the street, even if we were on the street and we were all in the car, wherever, whoever's paying for it is going to decide on what we eating. So we all eating McDonald's. That's what's going to be done. But I remember there was times now that my kids got older, and I'm in the car, me, my wife, and kids. And what I'm telling you, I've done this. Y'all going to be like, really, Mr. Raw, really? I did it. You know, where we all four ate four different damn meals. We ate four different meals. Like,
so
one of
so
us
y'all
don't
went
like
to four,
Taco Bell's.
So y'all went to four different
four
places?
Different places, bro.
Wow.
Four different places. I've
wow.
done it. I can admit to it. I can
You're a good one.
To it. I've done it.
You're a good one.
I've done it.
My
like,
father,
like Taco Bell,
my father
like...
would have never done that.
I did it before.
Oh, no,
bro.
No,
I did it before.
Nope.
Yeah. Back, but when they were little, they didn't say nothing because they gonna eat what we eat. So that was that. That was that. So you know the Fabulous Four, we driving around and we going to McDonald's.
Yeah.
We all eat McDonald's. We doing Burger King. We all eat, no, but when we
you know what happened?
And
you know what
and
happened?
They older now.
If that was my father, everybody would have been eating pizza that night. That's what would have happened. You know, y'all niggas, y'all.
Oh,
everybody like pizza, right?
We love pizza.
Everybody like pizza?
Yeah, my whole family
y'all eat
loves
pizza.
Pizza
tonight.
Yeah. But no, but you know what's crazy about it? When they got older, everybody got their own opinion. They got their own choices. And like I said,
yeah, but
like
they
Taco
in
Bell.
Your car.
But
they in your car.
Yeah,
they
we was all in the same car. We even crossed boulevards to go
Mr.
to the
Raw,
other fast food
Mr.
restaurant.
Mr. Raw, you're a
we
good
did
one.
It, bro.
That's all I can say. That's all I can say.
Well,
that's all
I
can say. You're a good one.
I guess me and my wife was like, what? You don't eat that. You, but and guess what? Guess what though?
What
they had their own money. They got their own money. So it was like,
but
okay,
it's one car. It's one car.
One car. Yeah,
they got their own money.
We've got
their own opinion, but
yep.
they ain't got their own car.
Yep.
One car.
Yeah, but fortunately,
we'd have been going to one place.
It wasn't like outrageous. Like everything was right in the vicinity of each other. So you know.
Oh,
sometimes
okay,
like one was like, I want KFC and I want Taco Bell and you know everybody didn't want chicken
okay.
that night. You know
I understand.
So you know that's the way with it.
I understand.
Sincere's like you go, you got to be kidding.
Yeah, that's like
you know, it was something that you laugh at it now. You laugh at it now because it's like you know your girls are not little girls no more. Well, we could just
right.
tell them it's all the same thing. It don't matter. They're like you are eating pizza. They're just saying pizza, Daddy. It's a burger.
You're funny.
You know? It's like they ain't little like that no more. But, you know, that's just, man, I'll just talk about family values and things that we did when we were coming up. And, you know, it does get so different. Like I've seen on TV, how many times have you seen on TV the scenario of the family dinner? It was really the family dinner media, because when everybody sat down, everybody was on their own phone.
Yeah.
Everybody's on their own apps and doing their own dishes and taking pictures of their food. And when you go out,
oh yeah, that's how it is now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's
why it is now. Waiting on the food,
that's why
after you make your decision, everybody got their phone out.
See, but that's why, even though we got these advanced forms of communication, communication between people is at an all-time low. It's so poor. You know what I'm saying? Because
Because
everybody is so self-absorbed, you know what I'm saying, and what it is that they're doing, you know what I'm saying, and they're not really listening to you for you. They're listening to you to be able just to be able to say what they want to say, you know what I'm saying, in return.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, you know, we're at a really like an all-time low, you know, unfortunately, in human relations, it seems, you know what I'm saying, with the in spite of the advance in technology, in spite of it.
Yeah, and you know what's a common statement during the time of knowing if the food is good, you don't hear nobody talking. It's everybody shut up and everybody digging into the food. You know what I'm saying? I got one of my good friends, my sis from New Jersey that. Man, when I tell you she cook, man, man, when she cook, especially chicken Alfredo, man, you don't hear nothing. You hear slurps and you hear burps, and that's it. You don't hear nothing, man. When she put down and she cooks, she's a cook from scratch. Pies, cakes. Look, she's the reason why we stay healthy. When she comes through, and I don't even think about cooking when I'm around her. I just think about eating.
Okay.
That's it. But there's no cell phones out. When her food is being dished out, it is nothing but food going on. You know what I'm saying? And she makes a good variety of food, and we have fun, and you know what? We got a great time when we be around each other. That's where the family or values, I still look forward to those things, because it's seldom in a few times between because of the pandemic, we don't get to spend as much time as we used to spend with each other. But when we do spend it together, we got to whoop it up. Got to whoop it up and got to create great memories and take pictures and, you know, post it and say, hey, because now everybody's on different time frame, different lifestyles, different movements.
Right.
Man, I tell you, it's the truth. It's the truth. But we still got, we got about 30, 25 minutes left in the game before they kick me out the building. I'm going to play today's blend, which is, funny enough, it's not actually a blend, but it is a blend. This is where the original producer got the song from, and then it's blended with the actual song. This is a crowd favorite. A lot of us love this song right here. I'm just going to play it. I'll be right back after this. Calling numbers are still open. 563-999-3050. Press that number one button. Say something. I hope you enjoy this real quick.
The y'all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, that's one of my favorites right there. And it's funny enough because I actually know the dude that produced that. Salute to my man, Ayatollah. You know what I'm saying? Met him through one of my comrades, Tough Tom, L. Ron. And he actually made that beat on one of the same drum machines that I got. So I got to see him finagle that one day, and I was like, wow. And now hearing where he took it and the way he manipulated it, I was like, man, you know, he's a genius. He thinks, and it's a hot song. I love that song. Everybody that I know always loved it. They can always remember Mrs. Fat Booty. Purple Dread, that's one of your joints, too. She always asked me to play that right there.
Yes, sir, yes, and, sir. That reminds me of my girl, Maddie Mad. That's how she requested it. That's my girl, Maddie Mad. You still there?
Yes, Purple Dread, I'm still here.
All right, we got to represent, girl. For the ladies, we got to represent.
Yes. All day.
How did you like that, Maddie Mac? Like that mix right there? That's the original song blended with the beat that he made for it into each other. And you saw the pieces he took it from? It's genius, man. It's genius. I love that.
Yeah.
And that was definitely
nice
something
plan.
I felt. I figured that y'all would like that. That's why I try to incorporate a few things, you know, during the show that we can look forward to. Because I remember me, man, when I got my car washed and it was fresh clean with the armor all and the tires and the fresh cut from the barbershop, and I'm rolling down the streets of Linden Boulevard, man, I'm playing a blend, and the blend is hot, and I had a nice little system in the car, too. So if the blend is popping, and I used to always love blends. So that's why I always put that into perspective. If anybody got any blends, send it to me, raaw4life@gmail.com. I got a quick instrumental for you guys. Try to follow my format. This instrumental, y'all all going to recognize it. This was sampled also from an original song, but it's the way he manipulated it and used it to make us love this song so much. Another worldwide hip-hop bomb. This one right here. I know y'all going to love it. We'll be right back.
Do I love you? Do I lust for you? Am I a sinner because I do the two? Can you let me know? Right now, please. For me to answer them.
That was definitely one of the greats. Purple Jay, can you name that?
Bonita Applebaum, baby. Your cover straight and loud. I remember that right there.
Yeah,
I remember
yeah.
that. Yes.
Man, I remember when I heard that song, I was like, what is going on with the sampling and, you know, and the songs that they get it from, man. I'm telling you, that also reminds me to go into a quick segue
to check out my man tomorrow for the Listening Room DC. He plays some of those authentic, real good, feel-good songs that these guys sample from. If you're a producer, if you're a DJ, man, check out the show from 6 to 8. It's the same call-in number. And he will play something, and you're going to be like, whoa, where'd he get that from? Yo, let me sample that. I'm about to go in the archive and pull out some records and do some sampling myself, get back into that essence of the things, man. I'm telling you, it is some good stuff, and that helped bridge the gap. That helped bring back hip-hop and shows, you know, how good you can use your mind to change something from one thing to the next. You know, a lot of those songs out there is like hits that we all loved and we kept in mind for years. So, man, I'm telling you, I will keep trying to do that throughout all our endeavors. I always try to bring some blends in the game. I bring some instrumentals that we all can recognize, some real good feel-good music, some throwback hip-hop, throwback hip-hop, and Throwback Thursday music, too. I'll be reaching for the stuff in there, you know what I'm saying? And then, like I said, I pay tribute to the pioneers and the people that we lost in Memorial Day. So that's why I played a lot of the Fallen Soldiers from before. We've been playing for the last month or two, DMX and, Shock G and Black Rob and Houdini and Prince Monkey D. And, you know, we've been playing the joints that actually made us feel good when we heard it. So, you know, I guess that's why I stress that fact of calling it real good, feel good music. Because once you hear it, I don't care how old you are, I don't care what year it is, once the block party starts to play, Before I Let Go? Come on, man. Before I Let Go got to be 30-odd years old, 40 years old. So when you hear that, we had our share of problems. You know, DJ Sincere can vouch for those things that when you put on a good blend, the crowd reaction is like, thank you for playing, you know, some real good music. I know Sincere had a lot of experiences of doing shows where, like, they came to him after the show and said, yo, thank you for playing the right music. Because it's a possibility that you could play the wrong music and everybody going to be talking to you and, yo, do you got this and do you got that? That
you're right, Mr. Roy.
That hasn't happened many times.
I mean, you're right, Mr. Roy. I mean, it happens both ways. See, a lot of times, regardless of what you do, you could be playing your heart out. You could be playing all the jams. You're going to get certain people during the course of the night, all right? And, you know, like one of the people that come up during the course of the night is going to be like the old school dude who used to DJ back in the days and whatnot. Now he, you know, over there, oh, man, oh, you got this, oh, where are you? He's looking at the equipment and all this other kind of stuff. He's trying to talk to you and all this other kind of stuff. All right, that's one of the guys that's going to come up. You're also going to have like an influx of people that's going to come up because they want to hear what they want to hear right now. Right? Never mind what it is you're doing, you vibing, you setting the mood, and you know what I'm saying? Now, you're going to get to their song, all right, but it doesn't fit to what you're doing right now. But they want to hear it right now. You know what I'm saying? So you got to deal with them people. You know what I mean? So what I used to do was that I would get on the mic and say some shit like, you know what I'm saying? Well, see, I'm not in, like, you know, that mood right now. But I would say something to the effect of that I'm only taking requests by women. Right? So I don't know. No dudes coming up to me. No dudes coming to me. Any ladies want to come to the DJ booth, make a request. The booth is open for you. You can make a request. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I would help keep it to a minimum, you know, like that. But, just some things you're going to have to deal with, man. Just some things you're going to have to deal with. But as far as them blends go, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? If you're doing a thing and you drop the right blend at the right time, it adds a certain kind of excitement. You know what I'm saying? Especially if it's, you know, now the joint that you was talking about, you know what I'm saying? That's like a, you know, that's like a Southside favorite. You know what I'm saying? That's definitely like a Southside favorite. You know what I'm saying? You go to a jam in Southside, DJ gonna rock. He definitely gonna rock that joint in the blend. He gonna rock that joint in the blend. That's like a, you know what I'm saying? That's definitely a Southside favorite. But you know, if you got the right blend at the right time, it's at the right tempo, you know what I'm saying? It could definitely bring like a lot of energy. You know what I'm saying? It brings like a new energy in.
It gives you a certain feel to it, because Grandmaster Vic was our neighborhood. Shout out to Grandmaster Vic and DeWitt. Shout out to DeWitt. These dudes that I know from the neighborhood that with, I'm telling you, and the Rockaway Twins, and there's a whole bunch. But they would play certain things. That's how I got to know that Charlie Wilson, you know, that Charlie Wilson has been blended with a million other songs. You know, at one time we didn't even know it was Charlie Wilson from the Gap Band, you know, but it has been blended. That and Give It All We Got, that is like, that's the Southside anthem right there. So once you hear that, it's like the party's starting right now. You know, and
yeah,
it
right,
gives you that energy, that ambiance. It sets the ambiance. It sets the ambiance that makes everything
that
feel
there.
Like it's supposed to go.
We don't have that in the queue, Mr. Rowe. We don't have
Charlie
Rising
Brown?
To the Top.
Are you Charlie Wilson?
No, Rising to the Top.
I think so. Let me see.
I see you can pull that up, man. If we got that before we get out of here, if not, we definitely got to pull that song.
Yeah, because that's a must have. If it's not in here, it's gonna be in here by tomorrow. That because as soon as the show's finished, I'm gonna load it up. You know, say that's a must have. There's a few things. I don't see Rising Doll. Nope. The Innocent Future. No. Let me see. Let me try another way. So we're going to keep talking for a minute while we get this going here. Other than that, I'll jump into making it clear if we don't have that right now. But we do apologize, you know what I'm saying? But we're going to make sure that that's on deck for next week for sure. For sure.
Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know, I just want to say real quick while it's on my mind, you know, we have a guest coming in this coming Saturday. Big shout out to my man, James Eternal. He's going to be in the building. We actually played this song on the Go and No, got some real good responses for that particular one of the few songs over the past few weeks. I had a song called A Bittersweet that did rather well, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to have him in the building this coming Saturday.
Oh, yes, definitely. I will be on the deck, and hopefully Purple Dread will be in the background, because I don't
cooking
think
it
she
up
cook
as
on Saturday.
Usual.
So.
I'll be
right, Purple
there.
Dread, we need you in the building, Purple Dread. We need you in the building.
Yeah, I'm going to be cooking it up.
Oh, on Saturday you're going to be cooking? Okay.
Yeah,
well, she might be on the grill, though. When we talk about grills, you're talking about DJ Sincere right there now. We're about to get
talking about the grill, baby.
You
got
know,
the grill. Grill,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, you got
the grill. I've been so busy these past couple of months, I haven't sparked my grill just yet. But we're getting ready to relax and enjoy some of this summertime. New York City is opening back up. You know, so we're going to enjoy some of this summertime. And even when it was closed, of course, I had my grill open in my driveway doing my thing. You know what I mean? We definitely have my, you know, shish kebabs on the grill. And I'll be trying different kind of stuff. I make pizza outside on the barbecue grill. We'll be doing different kind of stuff, Mr. Raw.
Yeah, you got to do that. You got to throw flame to the fire and make sure you reach higher, man, because you got to take it to the next level. Because it's all over. It's not a social media that you cannot go on, that you cannot see a new crazy idea. And then they got these things called hacks that they're showing everybody how to do certain things with certain things. And it is interesting. And it's like, whoa, I never thought of that. So to be honest with you, you got to go with it. You got to do it. Make pizza outside.
Now, there's one product.
You got to do it.
There's one product I do swear by. There's one product I swear by. I try these joints. And it's like, okay. You know, you ever see those grill mats? You know what a grill mat is? It's like a little thin piece of you know, plastic or rubber or whatever, and you think you're going to put this shit on the grill and this shit going to melt, but it don't.
Right, and it doesn't, and you can cook on it. Yeah, I've seen it.
Right, yeah. Well, that shit is the joint. Take my word for it.
I've seen it. I've seen
that shit.
I'm telling you, though.
Buy that shit.
I've seen a couple of hacks on TikTok and tried them, and they worked, bro. They work. Right. So, you know,
there's
it's two crazy.
Pieces of equipment. There's two pieces of equipment I swear by. That's one of them. And the other one that you must have, all right, because I only barbecue with charcoal, all right, shout out to the people who use gas grills, all right, but if you're coming to my house, I only barbecue with charcoal, all right? The other piece of equipment I swear by is you got to have one of those charcoal starters, all right? I don't know if you've seen one of them. You know, they look like a metal pitcher. You put the charcoal on one side and you stuff the other side with newspaper, then you light it. You ever seen that?
Nah.
You need one of those.
You
got to
send me a link on social media. Send me a link or send it to my text me. I gotta see that, bro.
You need to see
that
in your life, Mr. Roy. This will change your
heart. I gotta see that. I need to see that, bro. Like when you get off the phone. Look for it.
Check
and
it out.
Send it to me, man. Check it out.
Send it to me too.
I haven't used lighter fluid in like 5 years.
Huh? What?
That's awesome. That's
right.
Awesome. Send that
right,
to me
right,
too.
All right. So we you know what? We're about to get kicked out the building. We got 6 minutes left on the game. Now you got me open because now I'll extend it and go later, but I'm not gonna do that. He needs to send me that, and once he sends it to me, if it's a picture, I'm going to post it on Facebook or IG, y'all. I got to see that because we got grills, and we be using lighter fluid and all of that. That makes it a lot easier. But before we get up out of here, Sincere, you got any last words real quick as I go down the line?
Well, definitely tune in Saturday. We're going to be in the building. We got a brand-new edition of the Go and Know coming up. I'm going through some songs as we speak, so we're going to have them lined up for the Go and Know. If you're an independent artist, definitely – you need to have your music critiqued by us over here on Dirty Basement Radio. We give you live on-air feedback, all right, that real feedback, all right, so you can really, you know, benefit from it. And like I said, we got our guest going to be in the building, James Eternal, so come through.
Yeah, that's definitely going on. All right, Manny and Matt, you got any last words real quick?
As always, I just want to thank you for letting me be a part of the show. It's a pleasure, and just everybody stay safe.
All righty, all right. Thank you so much. Purple Dread, you on
yes,
our way
sir,
out.
Yes,
what
sir.
Say,
once
girl?
Again, we about to end the show. I want to thank everybody for calling. Sincere, me and you got the link up Saturday. Maddie Matt, see you next Thursday. Everybody else, call on in next time and give me them recipes. Purple Dread Kitchen, all right now.
That's how it's going down. I got my sis, TT. Chef TT, I see you, sweetie. I know you ain't going to say nothing, but thank you for tuning in and checking out the show. Much love. I can't wait to see you soon. Tell my boy Sonny, you know how we do it. Everybody, thank you for tuning in. We're going to be back here next Thursday, but we're going to be here Friday with Priest tomorrow, and then Saturday with DJ Sincere, and then back Monday with Priest again. And then it's next Thursday. We don't know what's going on, but it's going on when it's gone. So thank you for tuning in. Everybody be safe. Please protect yourself, take care of others, and love one another. We out.
Girl. Wow. You looking good. I just can't wait.
I can't wait to get at you. I can't wait to get at you. Let me paint you a picture. I can't wait to get with ya. Ooh, can't wait to get at ya. I can't wait to get at ya. I'ma paint you a picture. I can't wait to get with ya. True. You can see it when you're looking in my eyes. The way I'm looking at your side. No, I'm not one of those guys to waste your time. No, it's not part of the plan. Not trying to be a man. Well, maybe just a fan, and let it grow slow. Don't get it confused, you have nothing to lose. Only when you snooze, if that's what you choose. Let me tell you the news, it is what it is.
True.
Go hard or go home, leave well enough alone. I'ma set the tone and I'ma make you moan like you was home alone. Cause I'ma give you a bit. I can't wait to get at ya. I can't wait to get at ya. Let me paint you a picture. I can't wait to get with ya. Ooh, can't wait to get at ya. I can't wait to get at ya. I'ma paint you a picture. I can't wait to get with ya. True. Tell me really what you wanna have done. Come on girl, we'll have fun. Let us two become one. Act like you know. Oh, there's a need for you to start to be shy. Especially when you're so damn fly. Please don't let this time pass us by. Cause I'm ready to go for broke. Ain't no shame in my game. Mama do what I claim. Show you I'm no lame. Raw's one and the same. There'll be no one to blame when you're calling my name.
Raw.
So let's see what you got. Cause I'ma hit the spot. This is the last drop. I want you to make it pop till I pay you stop. Girl, that's my aim.
Real
talk. I can't wait to get at ya. I can't wait to get at ya. Let me paint you a picture. I can't wait to get with ya. Ooh, can't wait to get at ya. I can't wait to get at ya. I'ma paint you a picture. I can't wait to get with ya, true.
Girl, let me get at ya. Once I get ya, then I got ya. I'ma try my best to break you off something proper. And like an opera, I'ma make you all a note. With the time on the boat, I'm on your body like a coat. No, I'm not trying to gloat. I'm gonna show a prove. Do what I gotta do just to get you in the mood. I'm gonna make you ooze till I burn out your fuse. Tell me, how can I lose with the method that I choose? You know there's no rules, there is a safe word. If you can't take it no more, you can scream out a bird. And then I halt. I understand, it's my fault. I don't want you thinking of some type of assault. I take it easy to make you feel good, believe me. Until you want to return the favor and tease me, squeeze me, and hold me tight. You feel me? You got my undivided attention.
I can't wait to get at you. I can't wait.
B-S-E.
Show.
You.